Hiyori Iki. She Iki, though.
No, she's not. She's a cat.
No, that's her first name, Iki. Iki Hiyori. She's Iki.
How dare you call her Iki. Iki?
It's right she's, there. I have it. I have the timestamp right here.
How
she's,
dare you?
She's Iki. Iki Vicky, dude.
Dude, she's got the sticky Iki.
Oh, no. She's got the sticky kitty. Wait, no.
Oh, no!
No!
No, Pino, you're going to get canceled. Welcome, everyone, to the trial of one of our fellow gods. I, of course, presiding over this trial is the god of looking cool. That's me, Chuck. The defendant trying to fight for his own honor and his own safety. Well, that is the god of being tiny. That's Pino. The tiny god.
Can't reach
How
the
dare
mic.
You?
You can't reach it.
I'm
poor
too
guy.
Short. I can't reach the mic.
Somebody get this man a stool.
Hello?
And the man Hello? The man who is
Can you hear me?
Who is trying to prosecute Hello? This man
Hello?
Is Dang. The god of really just not caring too much Dang. About much, but like listen. You're short. You gotta go. Well, that's Garb.
Hey, listen. Someone get this man a stool. I don't care enough to. Somebody help this man.
He keeps saying help, and I don't want to help him.
Why? No! You're so cruel. I'm gonna go to my own shrine.
Goodbye. Bye. Wait, no, we're on trial!
I would love win.
Dude, that little shrine that Yato got, you could just
That's my house, bro. Dude. That's just
Guys,
my house.
Guys, welcome awesome. To the Funky Anime Podcast! Woo woo!
Woo!
I'm glad to be here.
Guys, this is another episode, and this is our first Patreon pick
Ever.
Of season 4.
Oh.
Good work,
Yay.
Everyone. Yay. So this week was supposed to be a different one, but nobody knows about that except for me. And
I don't remember, so yes.
It'll still get
and
watched.
And our big cash money patrons,
money,
who,
money,
by
money.
The way, thank you so much to Cream Puff, Sid, Cosmos, Jasmine, and a minor character, Greta. Thank you, everyone, for supporting the podcast.
Thank you.
Making this a reality.
Thank you.
Love y'all. You kick ass.
Thank you for kicking ass.
Thank you.
Yippee.
But yeah, so we, every once in a while, we put out a vote to our lovely patrons, and they force us to watch an anime. And this time, Noragami finally won. It was on the ballot for like 3 elections. Finally made it through. It's all good. And now we're here. We're watching Noragami finally. So, before I start anything, how are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, I can't complain. I'm pretty all right. Just hanging out, chilling out, ready to talk about some anime with my pals.
Wow, guys.
We got our speeds out of the way. We played racing games. Speed. Pino hunted yeah. monsters.
Yeah, I did. Did it go well? I think so.
We both died a lot.
Yeah, but hey, you know, we didn't fail.
That's right.
We can say we didn't fail.
We persisted.
Yeah. Persisted.
To the power of determination.
It's true. Yes.
It fills me with determination. But yeah, they're glad everything's doing good. I'm doing fine. I'm a little sleepy, but who isn't these days?
I mean, yeah, you're right.
It's exhausting being the god of looking cool.
It's so much effort. Imagine putting in that much effort just to looking cool. I can't. Couldn't be me.
Couldn't it's be me. You're right. Couldn't be. He's right. Couldn't be us, man. Shoot, I wake up like this.
Right.
But gamers, how Did you guys know anything about Noragami before we watch it?
I think I heard the opening once.
I think I've seen the opening at least once, but all I know, it was like really highly regarded among the community, I guess. It's like one of the top shows in like what, my anime list, I think.
Whoa.
It's like
in the top 100 or at least.
It's 19 popularity, not ranking wise.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so it's popular.
Yeah, it's popular, and it's got, so on MAL has an 8 out of 10. Is the general
and
score.
And then Arigato is 8.2. So like good from what people be telling us.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been recommended to watch it. So this is kind of an interesting kind of situation, because most of the other shows that are either popular or kind of like up there, I've been told once or many times, go ahead and watch it. But this one I've never been really like hounded to. So pretty refreshing, because I'm just like, hey, I mean, must be good or must be something. But at least I don't have any like strong opinions toward it at the moment. So this is cool. Like a good old ease into it, which is nice.
Yeah,
I've had this on the radar, obviously, because of the openings. And I used the first opening in our podcast opening for our third season. So like we used a little bit of that, but other than that, I knew basically nothing beyond the two openings, which I also have on my Spotify playlist, but that's just neither here nor there. So I feel like everyone's jumping in with a relatively fresh look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got Neptune. So let's do a little bit of recap of what the fuck even is Noragami. So Noragami is an anime that first aired in winter 2014. Animated by Studio Bones, who we know from a lot of different things. Full Metal, My Hero, Mob Psycho, Ouran High School Host Club. They did Soul Eater, Kekkai Sensen. They did Bungo Stray Dogs.
Who?
Bungo, yeah. Dude. You know, Bungo.
Bungo
Skungo? Bungo Pops.
Skungo.
The Bungo Pops.
Space Dandy, you know. Carol and Tuesday, you know. There's a lot of them. Also, Ungo.
No, Ungo. Bungo.
But this time, just Ungo.
No, there's only Go. You can't Ungo.
No, yeah. I'm ungoing right now. I'm ungoing.
No, stopping.
I'm ungoing.
You better stop.
No.
Cease.
Cease.
Okay. But yeah, Bones do a lot. Licensed by Funny, so for the boys who be listening to the dub, you hear familiar cast of characters.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
And I think if I remember correctly, doesn't say it on my anime list.
Anime.
But shut up, I have a stutter. but also UFO Table, who is most popularly known for their work on Demon Slayer. They had some fingers.
Shame, you should
this.
Have said Fate. I can't believe you. I am offended. No, I'm just kidding. You're good.
but Fate sucks.
Yeah. Fair.
What's up?
No, you're right.
Hey, Pino, I've tried. Everyone says
they try. They didn't try hard enough.
I've tried so many. I've tried watching the anime. I tried playing the game. Bro, I tried so much, and I got so far, and in the end, it didn't even matter.
Hey, man, some people would just build different. My head is built
your
for
head
the Fate
too,
lore.
Your brain too fucking small.
My brain too big. I watch One Piece. What are you talking about?
Yeah, bro, dude. That's cringe. Anyway, so interesting, just interesting little tidbits. I need to make sure, because this is the first time I've hosted in a while. But yeah, it released in winter 2014, and then the second season, Noragami Arigato, which everyone watched both seasons, so we will be covering both of those today. Winter 2014, kind of chunky, honestly.
Weird.
Bones was also releasing Space Dandy at that time.
Oh yeah,
no wonder.
Isekoi was airing.
No wonder I missed this.
Yeah.
And then I think those were the only two really big ones, at least that I know of.
Weirdly enough, I thought this was a much older kind of like anime. I thought it was 2009.
And then also Love, Chunibyo and Other Delusions. The
Girl with the Eye Patch?
With the Girl with the Eye Patch, yes, sir.
Dude.
And then she's fall 2015 was when Noragami Arigato came out, and that was even a worse time to be released because One Punch Man was airing, Haikyuu's second season was airing, and a couple of other shows, like some form of, the Otsumatsu-san was airing at that point. So Lupin the Third 2015 was airing at that point. Jesus. Yeah, there's some chunky boys. And then obviously Naruto, One Piece, Dragon Ball Super, Gintama, blah, blah, blah. Things that already are airing.
Yeah.
And will be airing for most of these. But yeah, so at least for me, kind of went under my radar. Never really, like how Pina said, never really got pushed to watch it by anyone. It was always just something that I'm like, oh yeah, that's a thing that does exist. And then that's about it. So, wanna just let's jump right into it.
Yeah.
Guys, animation was good. It's Bones. We know how Bones works.
Yeah.
True. I will say there was a kind of a noticeable jump from the first season to the second season.
Oh yeah.
It was much smoother second season, which I really...
Well, I also think that might be because Bones wasn't making two anime at that point.
Oh yeah.
Cuz they could focus on it. Well, yeah, because Space Dandy was airing at
the exact same time. They took all the colors for Space Dandy. I feel like the first season was a little more muted or a little less colorful. Which kind of, I guess, fit with like kind of the theming and whatnot.
Fit, yeah. I do definitely agree with that season two, I feel like, looks better than season one. But, you know, still good season one. I haven't had any real issues. There were some points where they're flapping lips, but, you know, every anime has that. I can't really... Can't really be an asshole too much about that.
And it's Bones. Like, it's either it's really consistently solid or freaking amazing, so.
Yeah, some of the fight scenes are really hot in this. Specifically at the end of season one.
There was a lot of the reused, like cleansing, like, finishing moves there, which I get it. Like, it's the move to finish off Phantoms, what they call it.
Well, I guess Yato did that a lot, and then everyone else really didn't have that.
Yeah.
I know Bushimo did it once, so it didn't really count as a repeat, but...
Yeah, but... Yeah, Yato God. I mean, being Yato as broke God, as he is, he needed to reuse animation.
hey, sometimes you gotta reuse animation, it's fair. What can I say?
It's true. But at least it was a good animation. Like, it was one of those hype ones.
Cheapo Beepo one. Yeah. So. Yeah. I don't really have any issues with the animation.
Pretty solid.
It was good all around. No,
absolutely. It's Bones, man. They're good.
Yeah, it's Bones. Like, I would be surprised if it wasn't this quality animation wise. So next, we'll actually get into voice acting a little bit because I know you two watched the dub by Funimation.
I watched the dub and only read the sub, which was a little unfortunate.
That's a little weird, Chief.
Look, I was trying to catch up, man. I accidentally started Yu-Gi-Oh! This week, and I was like, you know what?
Bro,
this
is probably not a good idea.
Hey, bro, it's all about the heart of the cards. Come on, ease up. It's me, Joey Wheeler.
Grandpa put his best cards in this deck.
Wait a second.
This card is completely useless.
This card is useless.
Did you just say that you accidentally started Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah. Let me tell you exactly what happened. It was Monday morning. It was like 5 a.m., which is when I wake up to go to work, and when I'm making some eggs for breakfast, I'm just like, I want to listen to something. I'm like, you know what, Yu-Gi-Oh's on Netflix, let me hit that play button as a meme. And I just was engrossed, and I was like, well, well then. Now I'm like halfway through the Duelist Kingdom stuff. I'm just, it's not a good idea, but hey, here I am.
I definitely have been tempted to learn the card game because I feel like that's just such a stupid card game, and I would love to.
I've been taught many times back in the day when I used to, when I lived in my old neighborhood, I used to like take care of some like neighborhood kids during the summer. Yeah. So they teach me. They gave me Blue Eyes in school. I don't know if I still have my Blue Eyes. It's probably somewhere.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. But that's the only card I ever owned because
I got one card from, it was like at a movie theater. Like, I just got a random, like, promo card because I think a Yu-Gi-Oh! Movie was being shown, and I just got a free card.
Nice.
I don't know what the fuck it was, and I don't know if it's even worth anything.
Yeah. But regardless, back to the whole reason why I watched it, I read the sub was because I was watching it yesterday at work, and I was like, you know, I want to catch up. I want to see if season two is any better. Despite not hearing any of the voices, the story was engrossing. So season two was a good old hook, line, and sinker there.
Yeah.
So yeah, but the dub was pretty great. We had our return of our Ian Sinclair as one of the good characters there. Pretty good.
What a goat.
A lot of familiar characters.
I think it's been a little bit since we've seen a funny show.
I think
so. Yeah, a more comedic based show. Well, let's see.
Well, I mean Funimation. When it,
oh, fun! Oh,
it is funny.
Like,
and
I was
Funimation.
Like, I was like funny. I was like,
It's a little funny Funimation. It's a little bit of both.
Fun eye, dude.
Well, I think season two had some funny moments. There was the part in the first season where he like hid in the trash can. That was pretty.
That
good.
Was very. Funny.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
Then
that
he
was
got
really
kicked.
Good.
That made me laugh out loud.
Yeah. So there was some funny. There was some very funny parts, but I mean it was mostly just kind of chill.
Yeah. For you know, but we'll get into that more when we go to. Yeah. So everyone, you guys like the Funimation?
Oh yeah, very solid. It's like the funny, really. I think they really know how to pick their voice actors, and at least these voice actors here really did a good job with their characters. Especially the lady who did Kofku. She was very, 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 very fun to listen to. It was great.
Kofku, great character, perfect. I love it. I'm actually like looking through some of the
talent.
Yeah. And there's a lot of Durarara crossover from the sub on this.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Like the Japanese voice actor for Lelouch, he's Kazuma.
Yes, I'm
Kazuma. Obviously, Daikoku. That's Daisuke Ono, Jotaro Kujo. We all know him.
Jotaro. Oh.
So there's. Like, and the main character, Yato, that's Izaya. So, like, we know these voice actors pretty well at this point.
Yeah.
That it'd be like that.
Yeah, man.
So,
we know what we're in for when you hear that voice.
It's true. The sub, though, super good. Great, great stuff. No complaints at all.
Pretty good. So, it seems like pretty solid all around. So, if you're a dub person, go ahead and go for it. But if you're sub...
Yeah.
I mean, there's no harm.
Go ahead, go for it.
Yeah, man.
I like shows like that, you know, where we get to say that, yeah, they're both good. Whichever one you like more, pick it. Go. Mm-hmm.
It's great.
It's true. Well, let's go down to the OST. I know you guys have been...
Yo, this is a unique-ass soundtrack, not gonna lie. Like, if anything... That was the thing that stood out to me the most, at least while watching the first half of the first like 12 episodes. That's like probably the reason it's so memorable, just because it was so different, despite me only remembering the one I just sang.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's just, yeah. I don't know. It's great.
There were a couple that I really, that one in, that I just made the sounds for, where... After I had finished it, I heard it in my head. It appeared in my brain whether I wanted it to or not.
It's your theme song now.
What was that? Which one? That was Harmony. Harmony kept getting stuck in my head.
Yeah. Look up Harmony. If you're wondering what mine was Shadow Dancing. So look that one up if you want.
I love that one, dude. It's so weird. It's so good.
All very fitting, too, with each of their scenes, which is great.
So, and Back Alley too. That was another one that got stuck in my head. There are a couple more, but we were just peeking through before we formally started the episode.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And it's on the wiki. All the songs are labeled on the wiki. So thank goodness. Thank you to the wiki admins.
Dude, we haven't had a shout out of wiki. We haven't had a shout out of wiki admin in a while, bro. All the way back in season one. But thank you for that. Yeah.
But OST very good, like we say. Now let's get on to some of that. Good.
You said it's time to eat?
I'm always eating with these openings. Guys.
Munch.
So first, for the opening for Noragami opening one. It is Goya no Machiawaze by Hello Sleepwalkers. Bangin'. pretty simple. It's a banging opening.
Dude, music slaps, not gonna lie. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Like, I can be listening to this in a car ride. I'm just like, Noragami, let's go.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things. I've had this on my anime playlist for like 3 years now. So I know the full song more than the minute 30 that the anime gives us.
Hmm.
Which is, I'm not used to. But
it's good stuff.
It's different! I do love very much the kind of faded colors, how most of the characters are gray or any remnant of like black or gray or white. And then their eyes and then maybe one other defining part of their character.
Their signature colors, kind of, in a sense.
Is colored, yeah. So like Yukine has orange eyes and the inseam of his coat. Yato literally only has his blue eyes. And then the crown on him, on his tracksuit, is golden. Which is, I think, the only one that does that. Oh, I guess, what's her name?
Yeah, this is the pink skirt. Is
Bushimo colored. has, like...
Pink eyes.
Has Kazuma and, you know, everything. So it's a really hot opening. It looks banging, dude.
Mm-hmm. Even just listening to the song, like, quietly... While we're talking about it now, like, it gives me chills just because this song is so fucking good.
Really good, dude.
Into the workout playlist it goes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, dude. I worked out to this music absolutely. But yeah, it's super good how it kind of shows Yato, like, getting looked on behind by all these other gods. And then he walks in with his other people, and I'm like, that's good shit. And then, just some of these really good, intense camera shots and good shit. Just good shit all around. He do be doing a slice at the end as well.
Gotta love it.
He killed us.
But it was good. It's good. Okay. Anything else with that? If not, we,
Nah, man, next one.
Guys, we're gonna talk about Heart Release by Tia next.
My aunt?
The first ending.
Mi tia?
Yeah.
That's for all you Spanish speakers out there. And Garb.
un poco.
I just wasn't paying attention. Anyway, fun fact about this. This song was actually composed by Ryo from Supercell, who has made a lot of Hatsune Miku music.
Good.
So, just a fun little fact. But, you know, this is a good ending. Pretty simple, one of those walking simulators.
Dude! But can you really consider this a game if it's a walking sim? I'm kidding.
But it's good. It shows Iki trying to just fucking be a good pal.
Hey, bro! I never seen a snow in the anime before.
Hell. You've never seen snow in anime before?
I've never seen it in this anime except for the ending.
It never snows in Japan.
Nope.
It's never false.
I hate it. I'm just kidding.
I love
I like the purple outlines.
Yeah, and I like that you can see the guy in the trash can.
Yes.
From that same bit.
It's literally good. You say a peeking.
And any time we can talk about Miku is a good time.
It's always a good time. Oh, one other thing that I forgot to mention at the first opening, and it will continue for all these openings and endings. The different colors used for outlines. Because, like, for Hiyori, she has a purple outline in this, and there's more colors, like, the two boys, they got a blue outline instead, and it just looks so good, it makes it look so much more unique, and I love it a lot. I think it's very wonderful.
Yeah. It's a pleasant little soother right after any given episode, which is nice. I'll be honest, I skipped it, though. Fits.
Some I don't think I skipped this. I might have once or twice. It's not like
it's not bad. I like it.
It's not a banger,
yeah,
but it's still a very good song and really fits with the theming of the show, which I can always respect.
Yeah.
So, anything else we want to talk about?
No, it's good. I loved it. It's pretty.
Realize? It's not release, it's realize. I'm an idiot. Anyway, I can't read.
He realized. Get it, huh?
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, we're going to... K-Oron Hey Kids by the Oral Cigarettes.
That guitar at the beginning. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ma, yeah, ma.
Ma, ma.
No, man. Yeah, the first time I heard this, I was like, ooh, okay. We stepped it up. We stepped it up with the music. I think the music is better than the first season, I in my opinion.
Yeah, I like this is the better opening in my eyes.
Yeah.
I love this fucking one.
They keep the same kind of like black, gray, and everything in between colors with the unique colors for each kind of like family or each god group, which is cool. I like it. It's always good to have everything similar or like thematically similar, which is cool.
Yeah, no. Banger though. Another song that I've been absolutely vibing to. I'm pretty sure, is this the one or was it the other song that had the monkey on the album art? I think it was the other one. But anyway.
I have no idea.
Well, because I'm just used to seeing the album art. But it's good. This is another really good opening. Does a lot of foreshadowing. Does a lot of little like, oh, this. And then you see it and you're like, oh, that's what that is. It's good stuff. Another banger. Another great use of color. Mm-hmm. In like backgrounds and funny Dutch tilts. We love that. Makes me feel like I'm watching... What fucking movie was it that was 100% Dutch tilts? Was it like Thor?
That sounds nauseating.
Yeah, it was atrocious. But this, I love this fucking opening. It's got banging tunes, banging fights. Oh, it just looks so cool. And the song's so good. Oh, man, it's insane. I love it. Yeah.
That guitar.
That's what a guitar sounds like.
Who says I couldn't be anything I wanted to? I wanted to be a guitar when I grew up. Here I am.
You did it. You did it. You achieved your dreams.
Probably tune me, though.
I'll never tune you.
No!
One of my strings broke.
No!
No!
Someone help this man.
Well, and finally... Now that we're done with that, we're going to talk about ending 2, which is, I need to make sure I have that right. Nope, that's not what I wanted to do. Ba-ba-ba. It is Nirvana, once again, by Tia. Are you going to make a Tia joke, Pino?
I was going to make a Nirvana joke. I was going to come as I was, dude.
Good job. You put it together.
We did it.
I'm learning not to repeat my jokes podcast. This season, everybody. I read the emails that we never got.
We never get emails. Emails are fake.
Here's
news.
The email from me.
Hey, you stole my joke.
Wow.
No. It's another walking one, which is cool, but it's Yato's perspective in a sense near the beginning, which is nice. Yeah. I like it. I like the colors in this one. It's just a lot more, I don't know, I just like colors.
It's much brighter.
It's vibrant.
That's how you can tell the difference between the first and the second season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's Tails. Yeah.
Tails.
Tails.
Whoa! Get the fuck out of the way, Tails. Whoa.
Sick.
But he keeps walking, and then he starts running. I was watching Forrest Gump this weekend. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think I like this song. I think I like this song.
Song's very sweet.
Than ending 1. And I don't know, he do be running, and then it shows the shrine at the end, and I'm like, oof, my heart.
Dude, don't step on it. Don't step on the birdhouse.
Dude, you better not, Pino. I would be very upset if you stepped on the shrine.
Of course I wouldn't. Or else we'd forget him.
No.
We wouldn't want that, would we?
We must protect it at all costs.
At all costs. I feel like I was supposed to do something, though.
It's okay. I must say, I agree. Mm-hmm. I think this one, I think overall, yeah, openings and endings in the second season. Well, really just second season liked more overall.
The second season was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's all we had to say.
Cool. Thanks for coming. Bye.
Thanks.
is that our closing song?
No.
Cool.
Anyway.
It was like guys, a mix of the Final Fantasy, Sonic, and like, guys, I don't know what that was.
Guys, I think Sonic is a funny man. Anyway, let's...
He's not a man, he's a hedgehog.
He's a hedge
he's
man.
He's a horgemeg. Let's talk about the show. Crazy, I know, right?
I don't really feel like it, Chuck. Can we talk about other things?
No.
Okay.
Guys, I don't think we're allowed to be talking to Pino anymore.
How dare you? I can't talk allowed. To Pino. I'll talk to no one ever again. I'll take a vow of silence.
This can't be the last episode. It can't be. They'll forget us.
Guys, I can't believe it. This is truly the last episode because they forgot about us.
They forgot about us.
And we ceased to exist. But guys, so what happens is...
What happened?
This story is all about these funny little characters named Yato, who's a minor deity, and he calls himself the delivery god. A girl named Hiyori Iki, just a normal girl who then pushes Yato out of the way of a bus and then gets hit and her body gets split.
I kind of groaned at that moment. I'm like, it's an isekai, goddammit.
I was just like, man, this is fucking Yu Yu Hakusho.
It did meet.
Saves a person, spirit release, meets a deity. I was like, man, this is just Yu Yu Hakusho.
It did meet. There's no Kuwabara.
It was dangerously close to an isekai, you're right. Because
I was scared for a moment.
He's got the tracksuit and everything.
Like, yeah, except he had it before the crash. So I guess he had it before and after.
Kazuma had it before the crash.
It's true. You're right.
Yes, I'm Kazuma.
Yes, there's a Kazuma in here.
Yes, you are Kazuma. Let's see. So after not getting hit by a bus, Hiyori becomes split, and her spirit comes out of her body, and whenever she's out of her body, she has a little tail, and we're like, wow, that's cool.
I like tails.
Wow.
That's it. Tails are cool.
You a furry?
No, I just think they're cool.
I know.
She's a spirit. We all have tailbones, right?
What?
Yeah, tailbones. Doesn't that make us all furries?
Yes. Guys, if nobody... Guys, if everyone's a furry, and nobody will is. Be.
Thank you, The Incredibles movie.
Dude, The Incredibles movie makes me giggle.
Same.
Anyway.
Back to Cat Girl.
Anyway, so what happens? Yato's trying to fight shit, and then he's like, I need to defeat a phantom, but his current regalia, I think, how do you pronounce that? How did they pronounce
it? They pronounce it regalia.
Regalia?
In the dub. But you can say regalia.
Whatever, the regalia.
Two-star Goku regalia that, uniform.
Yeah.
The regalia, that Yato had, she said, get me the fuck out of here. I don't
Peace
want
out,
that.
Dog.
Yeah. Mayu, who we meet later, she's like, I don't get paid enough for this shit.
You ugly,
and leaves.
Bro. Out.
So after, and then obviously the bus hitting occurs, and then the whole story kicks off as Yato finds this little spook-a-man. Well, not the first episode, but the second episode. Yato then finds
gotta find Yukine, Malord, dude.
Who is... Well, they already found Malord. He was a little tiny cat and then gave it to him. So then Yukine is found as a spirit to make Yato's new regalia. Regalia, whatever. Same fucking difference.
Yes.
And
we've never been good about consistent pronunciation anyway, except when we're wrong. Whenever we're blatantly wrong.
What do you mean?
When it's very consistent.
We said Sunketsu like in the last episode. We added the su.
Yeah.
As we should.
Oh yeah, and I always call her Nananon, even though it's just Nanon. So if anyone was in pain that episode, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, sorry, it's not true. Sorry.
But yeah,
how so about you make a podcast and you pronounce the names correctly? Pronunciations are hard.
Stop getting so upset. But then, so we meet Yukine, who's a little teenager boy, who's of sword, and we're like, wow, that's pretty cool. So
at that moment, I was like, this is Soul Eater, and then no! I was a little disappointed.
And then I cringed a little bit.
Just a tad. Just a titty bit. A little bit. Whoops.
A titty bit? What'd you call me? I know.
I think I need to drink some water real quick.
I think you need to fucking get some rest.
That's our official unit of measurement.
Just a tid.
Just a titty.
I think I wanted to say tidbit, and then they just came out titty bit. I'm sorry.
Words are hard.
I'd like to apologize
to
all my...
Dude, Mount Tittybow. What the fuck's Tittybow? I remember Tittybow.
Tim Tittybow? Tim Tebow? What?
Club Tittybow?
You know what?
Club
stopping.
Titty Boo. That's right. Anyway, guys, so we meet Yukine, and then he's like, okay, now we fight, but I'm also going to be a little bit of an edgelord because I'm 13 and I died when I'm 13 and I want friends. And so he was a shitter for a while.
He was really stinky.
Yeah, I was kind of the first like half of season one. I was kind of not into it.
I remember you mentioning in like, I think it was you who mentioned it in the Patreon chat, which if you want to see our live reactions, you can go ahead and look us up
pay
there.
Pay us money and then you can see it.
Yeah. You mentioned that like, it was kind of weird that they introduced like, hey, we're going to try to get Hiyori's body back to normal. And then we just get like, not even like a side story, but just off track with like your regalia. And I thought that was very kind of like oddly placed in this first season.
Well, because like by the end I'm like, okay, I don't really care about it, like, cool, they've kind of like found their places. Mm-hmm. And like she's okay with being ghost woman, but
yeah,
I was also like,
your setup's kind of weird, kind of jank.
Yeah, so
it's always good.
I always do it. So then we meet some of the cool kids, the cool kids club, with characters of Daikoku and Kofuku, a god of poverty, and Jotaro Kujo, the regalia. And we're like, wow, this is a cool ass duo.
Look at those guys. Nothing.
And then
they're
like, and then Yato gets a call and he's like, I got to save this man from jumping off a building, and then pushes him off the building.
Now, that bit was kind of funny. They were just talking while falling.
It's true. And
I did like that.
Yeah.
He gave me like a bit of a...
Yukine's like, man, we've been falling for like 10 minutes.
So. Shouldn't we be hitting the bottom like any moment now?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Hiyori's reaction was very akin to like Beauty being like the oh my gosh, this is really happening. Like, oh, I can't believe this is happening. And everyone's just like kind of serious. But I like that kind of humor.
They're just falling. It's fine.
Guys, don't jump off buildings. Also, don't.
Please
don't.
Guys, please don't. Guys, do not.
Yati's not going to save you.
Yeah, so then we figure out that she's the goddess of poverty and making this man poor. He lands on the ground after severing ties. But then... now we get borderlines, which is what all regalia can do to separate themselves from phantoms by drawing a little funny line in the ground. And at this point, we also beat Bishamon, who is hot and crush me.
Amen.
And she has a lion and an earring and a whip. And I'm like, ooh, that's all I need, chief. And so they, you know, but then we also get introduced to a conflict. We're like, why is she going after Yato? What's the point there, chief? And we kind of get spooked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bishamon attacks, but then while she's attacking Yato, our favorite girl, Kofuku, is brought to the attention by Hiyori. She's like, please help them. And then so...
she says, cease!
Kofuku says, stop it! And opens up a hole into hell, basically. And then they're like, oh shit, dude.
We better stop, bro.
We better go, bruh. Also, the lion gets slashed in the eye, and now he has a cool eye patch. I think that character design's really cool. By the way, regalias can change into people, but then they're also into something else. And it isn't just weapons. It can be a lion or a scale
or a nail.
Nile.
From Pokemon. No.
Yep. That's
what is it? Piccolo. I want to say Piccolo, but Pokemon came in. I don't know what. I'm thinking of Pokemon.
From Piccolo? Yeah, I mean, you're right.
Piccolozita. Da, 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 da. Okay, go ahead.
You good?
Piccolo de Gaio.
Shut up. That was between you and me. Piccolo de Gaio.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Y'all are a bunch of fools.
Delicioso. So anyway,
I'm gonna throw you out of this house.
No, so then, the tiny house. You can't just tip it upside down like that.
Yeah, for a part of this, it's just kind of them all chilling, trying to figure out why Yukine is being a little bit of a shitter, and then they catch Yukine stealing charity money.
Bro, this man was like, I'll give it back, bro. No, that's stealing, bro.
Yeah, it was kind of rough. Yeah, and I was like, wow, this shit's wacky tobacky.
I did like the fact that, like, anything that a regalia does, like, affects their master, which was kind of, it's a cool concept. I like that. It was something I didn't, it was like, a double factor, kind of like, it was cool. I think that was a really smart decision so that we can have actual kind of, like, stakes instead of just having a very angsty kid doing his own thing.
Yeah. He was a little bit of an edgelord, if you will.
Look, man, he didn't even know he had friends in front of him. Like, how blind you gotta be?
I don't know, dude. Don't ask me.
Go ahead, continue. I'll rant about this Yukine.
Yeah, no, Yukine was kind of really not growing on me for the first half of the season.
Huge thing. He was wearing one of those funny little hats, and I thought he was gonna be cool. Nah. Yeah. I'm glad he took it off. Was not.
Turned out to be a punk ass bitch.
Exactly.
But we did have excuse me. After that, we had the story of the boy at school who was trying to slice up people because he was getting bullied.
Yo, that episode.
At first, I thought it was a gun. At first, real shit, I thought it was a gun.
Bro, you think you had to, like, hear.
Bro, when I hear the click, I'm like, bro, this man's like, this is too real, chief. Nah, relax, homie.
I get you that box cutter.
Yeah, but then Yukine is like, I'm sad because I have no friends, and then beats the shit out of a bunch of windows.
As you do when you're upset for some reason, you don't.
And then we realize that Yato is being scourged or whatever
it's called. He's blighted, dude.
Being blighted.
Blight
town. Because Yukine is being horny on Maine, and that can't happen.
How dare he be horny on Maine, bro? You impure thoughts.
So then they had to do what is called an ablution. Where the dude's got to confess its sins. It's like the fucking thing in Catholic churches, whatever the booth? It's called. Yeah, the booth.
Yeah, it's the booth.
You're right. You're right. Give him the booth.
Get in there and don't come out until you're ready.
Tell me what the fuck. Anyway,
confess it all.
That's basically what happened.
At that point, they lock him in some borderlines, and they're like, "You got to say the truth." But then he starts turning into a monster. But then Hiyori's like, please, no! And then he's like, oh, shit, okay, I'm sorry, I tried to feel you up. Cringe, I know.
Yeah, that was pretty cringe. I was just like, come on, bro. She gave you a home and you're going to feel her up? That's not...
Well, he didn't, but he was gonna. And he's gonna. That's twice as bad.
Yeah, it's no good. No bueno.
But so the corruption after he grew wings, they're like, stop it. So then he stopped growing wings.
I'm be real, I thought normal. He was going to get executed. I was like, I can't wait to not see him in the second season.
That would be very funny.
I'd be like, you did a bold ass move introducing a character.
I think episode 9, where that happened, was like my real turning point. Because they made Yukine not a shitter anymore. Like, not a completely just like... loser. Well, not like loser, but he was just like, I am edgy and
I'm sad,
so I can't do anything. But then for episode 10 onward, Yato and Yukine, like, there's still some tension, especially with the Nora, which we've met at this point. It's just, but we don't know a lot about her. And then Yato's just like, I start killing. And he killed a bunch of centipedes. But they're now living at Daikoku's and What's-Her-Nuts's house.
Yeah.
Kofuku's house. And it's very funny. I love them all.
And a guy with a funny little mask shows up. Or it's not a mask, like a little covering,
face covering.
It's like a
cloth over his... Yeah. He's like, it's like a discount Phantom of the Opera shtick.
Kind of.
It covers like about half of his face, but not super well.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can still see him with his mouth.
It's true. But so this is like a little slice of lifetime, which I'm like, yes, because I realized I was like thinking about it while I was watching this first season. I was like, oh, like usually this kind of stuff is like what I'm into, like having a little bit of slice of life, like just characters doing their daily shit. But I realized, well, I didn't realize, I kind of knew this already, but A, you need to have good characters, and B, you need to explore that dynamic and not just be like, oh, this is what we're doing now.
Yep.
Because, like, it's just bland otherwise.
Exactly.
And so, after getting all this out there and having Yukine not just being an edgelord supreme, It makes the dynamic a lot better and a lot more fun to watch, especially when he's like, your hands are sweaty, you weirdo. And I'm like, that's funny.
Yeah. So I feel like it was just out of order. I don't know. I feel like they rushed into like the Yukine stuff too soon.
They did say the part with the dude who was jumping. That is actually adapted from a side story series. That more depicts their daily life instead of like the main story at hand. So I think that's also why I felt a little bit weird, because there was stuff like that where it feels like I needed to know these characters more to properly enjoy it. But
interesting.
Yeah, but after that, I figured it out. You know?
Yeah, I mean, again, it like you said, it didn't hit for me until like episode 8 or 9, and I was like, well, at least it did now than like in season 2. So
yeah, at least it wasn't exactly that bad. I would have been kind of upset if they did that season 2. But yeah. So
mask guy, or
they're
not
just
mask
chilling
guy, cloth guy.
And we've also met Tenjin before, who's the scholarly god who's like, I'll help you with your tests. I'll give you the answer sheets.
The only one who looks like a Japanese guy.
Yeah, it's true. No, I love that, though. I love how he's the only one. And, like, that's good, because I would be really bored if they all looked like him. But he's great.
Because he's got to educate the other gods, right?
He's due. It's
to make
true.
Them know what to look like.
But Tenjin's like, hey, cut the ties with Hiyori, and maybe she'll not fall out of her body, and Yato's like, ooh, I don't want to do that.
He's like, I don't know, so,
but then,
I mean, to be fair.
But then Hiyori goes to New Year's Day celebration, and Yato and Yukine show up, and she's like, who are you? And then we went, uh-oh, amnesia. And Nora has the memories.
Ugh.
And also Rabo, the dude of Calamity Ganon.
No,
or
no.
Whatever.
No.
But yeah, so then the next episode is just them trying to restore the memory. There was a very cute scene where Yukine made the last page of a picture book. And he was like, this is what we all did. And Yato draws all that, because Yato apparently is a really good artist. But and
that
they
was,
just
that was pretty funny. They're like, I'm not showing you my artistic skills. Look at the picture.
Look at the picture, damn it. And at that point, this is that whole episode is just like, okay, get the memories back, and then they teleport to go do stuff and go fight Rabo, big bad man, to get memory back. And then there's a big fight. And Yato wins, and Hiyori gets her memory back.
Yay!
Again, weirdly placed for me. I don't know.
Yeah,
and
it was
very
it was
weirdly
weird.
Paced, too.
Yeah, well, because they paced it over 2 episodes.
Exactly.
And one episode didn't even focus on it. Uh-huh. So, like, the pacing for season 1 was definitely rough.
Yeah, I don't know what they might have been thinking. It might have worked in 2015 times where you kind of needed, I don't know.
But like this for me feels like I feel what you guys felt Kekkai Sensen pacing as.
Yeah. It was was again, like, you have some cool flashy stuff in there, but it just doesn't make sense story-wise. Like,
yeah.
A lot of these things, especially like anything relating to her forgetting anything, I feel like that's more of like a mid to late game kind of thing than late first season.
Game.
So, confession: I watched the show backwards, and it
did.
It did make
Kento
sense.
Shitsu.
Yeah, I watched it backwards.
You watched Arigato before?
Yeah, because Nine Anime has them labeled. Hold on, how does it have him? How does it have the?
Well,
labeled?
There's Noragami.
I think you're just
going to
be
Arigato.
Yeah,
but it made sense to me. So I mean, maybe you're a little right in that.
Dumb pace.
Like it made sense because I thought that was a good thing to end on. Yeah, I did. Okay, so yeah, the one with 13 episodes I watched first, which was Arigato. Yeah. Because on Nine Anime, the first one, season 1 is called Noragami Stray God. And I was like, that sounds like the second one.
Well, I think you're just a silly goose.
Yeah. That's the real answer.
Cause I feel like going back to the Kekkai Sensen thing, like I feel like if I watch season 2 first and then watch season 1, I'd probably be a little more forgiving just because season 2 had all that character development and all that world building.
That's exactly how I still really enjoyed it, mostly because the characters in Kekkai Sensen really carried it for me, because I felt like it was a really diverse cast and very fun dynamics. And this show, like, still has some of that, like, especially with Kofku, with any of the characters, because she's literally the god of poverty and just makes people have bad luck and shit. And I'm like, that's good, though. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. With, like, Yato throwing her out of the convenience store. He's like, no! Get the fuck out of here, chief! You're not allowed in here. Gonna make me lose money. Oh, it was really good. And so, like, I that's why I was saying, like, that's why I feel like I liked season two more.
Season two was a lot more well and put
let's,
together.
Let's get together, season two, shall we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because we start learning more about Bishamon, which I'm very happy about.
Hell yeah, because she just because showed up once.
Well, because, yeah, like, she, like, fought for, like, an episode and a half, and Kazuma was there to heal the man, to heal baby boy Yukine, and I'm like, that's cool. And, like, Kazuma's sick. He's got glasses, and I'm like, that's a Pino character right there.
That's just me.
I know. That's
why I'm an earring. I'm an accessory.
You were a nail at one point in time. Shoot. But now you leveled up to an earring.
I'm a nail you put on your body, bro.
Hell yeah, dude. So it was shown in the previous season that Yato had killed a Regalia, and we learn that Bishamon was the person who's got Regalia got killed, but not just one, a very great many.
Literally, right? Her entire familia, her family.
Except for one. Kazuma-chan.
That was rough. I'm just like, I don't wonder you want to kill this man.
Yeah, and I'm like, cool, that's the character development that I wanted. I wanted to learn about this more. And when you don't give it to me, I'm like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
But it was interesting, and, like, we have a good time, and
there's focus.
Yeah, it's very fun. So it kind of just, like, hiding from Bishamon and being like, please don't attack me. I would love this.
Please don't hurt me, please.
Don't hurt me. And then Yukine meets a little boy named Suzuha.
Shizuha.
Yeah, who's like, oh, I'm taking care of this big tree with my master. And then he gets killed.
I'm going to be upset. You know, I'll be real. I was upset because I thought there was at least going to be some sort of closure instead of just up and killing him. Like, nah, hey, maybe the girl comes back and she doesn't remember. I'm just like, okay, cool. Dead, I would have liked that. I would have, like, maybe made him turn into a phantom or something. But no, let him get killed by these phantoms.
Well, because it was brought by the
funny healer man.
Yeah, he was like, woo-hoo-hoo, I'm with the Nora. I'm with Dora Nora.
And Nora the Explorer.
Nora the Explorer. Nora! The Scoopy Poopy Florora. Need your help. Anyway. So
slay my family.
Like,
let's go.
And then Bishamon's like, a name is gone. And she's like, it's Suzuha. And she got upsetty spaghetti.
Yeah.
But then at that point, we also see that Kazuma gets stolen because they're like, someone's blighting our master and we don't know who it is. So we got
everybody take off your clothes now.
Yeah, and then man showed his dick and I was like, uh oh, Skettios. and at a point, Yukine comes to Bishamon's like territory and he's like, where's my best friend?
At this point, I didn't even care about Yukine. I'm just like, finally, you're doing something that actually makes sense. You're actually defending for something. Looking finally.
For my friend.
Oh, I'm looking.
And so then we're like, oh, man, look at that. And then Kazuma's like, I protect the man, the boy. And then Bishamon's like, you've been banished.
You're a traitor.
And at that point, he's like, I'm going to go stay at Kofku's house because that's where everyone's chilling. And I'm
like, hell party yeah, at dude. Kofku's, let's go.
Yeah. Yato's like, who cares if there's one or two more people? And I'm like, you're right, man. It's a party over
this here. This ain't your house, Yato.
I love Yato. So at this point, we're like, ah, shit, man. What's happened? And then our girl, Hiyori and Kazuma are kidnapped. And we're like, oh, can't believe this. He's kidnapped. And we're like, uh-oh, Pasquette. And then Yato's like, I'm upset. Can't believe this. Why'd you steal?
I will say there was a BS moment where it's like,
you could just talk. Yeah.
There was a BS moment where Yato was chasing Yukine before him like appearing in Bishamon's realm.
Yeah.
And he gets distracted by snacks. Despite me laughing, I was just like, "That was very
well." Well, he wasn't chasing. He was like, "Come do this job with me." And he threw a snack stick at him, and he's like, "I'm not gonna fucking."
Yuck. I was upset. I'm like, "Yuck! You could have just messed up this man's plan right here and there." But no,
but it was funny. No, but I think that was fine. I was like, Yukine didn't even know. He was like, "I'm just gonna go see my friend."
It's true.
And then he's like, "My friend's not here." So at this point, Yato thinks that Bushimon had captured Hiyori, and so he's upset.
A logical jump, yes.
Yeah. And then Bishamon's like, oh, I'm upset at Yato because A, he killed people already, and B, I think he killed this other kid. And so they start fighting, and then girl's blighted, a lot of her regalias are killed, and we're like, that's sad, chief.
Yeah, man.
Feels bad.
Yo, you know what's worse than having it happen once? Having it happen again.
Yeah, it was rough. And then she's like, I'm sorry, everyone. I'm gonna write this book. And
hey, remember, gods are never wrong. So she's just like, time to kill.
And we also get the backstory that it was actually...
Kazuma,
who was like, please save my master.
Kill my family. They're all evil.
Yeah, and so then that's why Yato did it. And also, Kuguha's the healer. He's the evil one, by the way, but whatever. And then he gets his hand chopped off and sent into the world.
He's now a Nora.
He's now a normie. And
couldn't be us.
Story, a fate story, worse than death.
Inch. He's gonna lose subscriber.
Dude, who said, you said the borderline technique is actually just gatekeeping?
Yeah. Yeah, girl boss.
Can't believe it.
So yeah, he's like, please save my master. And he do. And then during the fight, Yukine gets split into two. And I was like, ah, oh, fuck, is this kid dead?
I was like, fine.
Yeah, I was like, now I like him, and now he's dead? That's fucked, bro. Like, but then he's like, no, I'm two swords instead. And I said, oh, that's cool. That's sick.
He became the blessed regalia, dude.
Yeah, and he became twice the man he once was.
It's true. And he was better than one, too.
And then Bishamon's just like, please don't kill my family. And I'm like, and he's like, I didn't kill your family. He's like, I just killed the demon that ate your family.
It's your turn to kill your family, Bishamon.
Yeah, and then Mishimo's just like upsetty spaghetti. And then that whole thing, people got saved who could be saved. There's a lot of people who couldn't be saved. But
then the family grew closer now that they insult each other, which is
great. Yeah, now that they have a book to write, a shareable diary. But now we get to a nice little side story about Yato and Yukine trying to get a man who stole money from an old woman and sent it to a box. And then Yato's like, I need money because the Ebisu, he was like, I want to buy your regalia, please. Yato's like, no! Impossible! Will not sell my baby.
Here, he's have like, millions.
And he's like, my money. But then like, during the thing where they're like, we need to get this money back to this old grandma. Yato's like, I'd want to buy a shrine. And he already's like, okay. And then builds him a tiny little shrine. And it was very sweet. And it made my heart soft. And I said, wow.
I said, you could have done this at the first season.
Yeah.
You could have solved this man's issue right then and there. Mm-hmm. But no, they didn't think about that till then. And it's okay. Because I think it's all right.
Yeah, and now we finally get to the Yomi arc, is what they call it on the Yomi. Wiki. I don't know if this is real or not.
Yomi.
But
Yomi, Yomi.
But this is where Yato and Ibisu go to the underworld to get a funny paintbrush, and then they get issues.
Oh, Mickey's paintbrush from Mickey's drawing canvas.
Yeah, it's epic, Mickey.
Epic Mickey, dude. Epic.
Don't laugh at that.
Fair enough.
So at this point, he goes to the underworld with Nora, and he's like, fuck, I gotta save this man to be free from Father. And we don't know who Father is yet. And we're like, wow, who's this Father guy?
I'm so disgusted after. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. And he's like, fine, I'll do it. And so he tries to get this man out, but then they meet the lady of the underworld, who is fucking, what's his
ugly.
Nuts? Okay, that's a bit mean, but
I mean, she is, right? That's why she disguises herself as like
Izanami. Yeah, Izanami's like, hello, I want to be your friends. I'm looking for my friends. And then they
fight.
All
the while this is happening, he's been gone for like a month, right?
Yeah, he's not been there.
And also, guess what happens?
What's happening?
She's forgetting.
Oh no! Because we talked about earlier, if everyone forgets, then Ghost goes away.
It's true. Oh. I thought, you know, she had amnesia that one time, and I feel like he could have died at that point too. But I guess, I guess it's not how the story's written, okay, bro?
Well, I also think it was because like it kind of existed.
I don't know. That was kind of weird. I'm just like, you're throwing two semi-similar kind of like threads in the same series or same beats. I was like, at least the hell part was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt like it was done a little bit better because it wasn't a MacGuffin to get. It was just like she had like grown apart and like that's just how it is.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Also, she goes on this weird date and she gets kissed by a guy without any proper warning. I was like,
that was
kind of weird.
I was like, cool.
I was like, oof, oof, oof. No, thank you.
I was like, if he had a Twitter, we'd cancel him immediately, bro.
Canceled. Anyway, so after the weirdness, they're like, oh, I remember, because Yukine's like, hello, good to see you.
I forgot to do my homework, but I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, so then she remembers, she cries, and I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Ah, shit. And we realize now that Eboru is actually a wanted criminal by the heavens.
Ebisu is just trying to be a good man. He was funny when he was introduced.
No, he's fun. I like him. Yeah. I like Ebisu. He's, and then we see all the other gods of fortune. They're like, ah, shit ass, why are we here? And they're like, we believe in Ebisu. And then,
if you believe in Ebisu, house arrest.
Yeah, and then they're all stuck in house arrest for a while after a big talk. And we're like, wow, this is rough, dude.
Man, kind of like real government.
It's true.
Wah, wah.
Act first, ask questions later.
Yeah.
Man.
So it was, they were like, okay, now we're going to leave now. And this man's going to get really angry and big. And he did. So then Bishamon and Kazuma and the funny lion man, they all go down to go find they're looking for
their friends.
My friends.
They're new friends because you know you can't be friends instantly with Yato. I mean, it's still a rough kind of patch, but they're willing to help.
Yeah, Yukine and Hiyori are running through the forest and fight the guy, which was kind of weird. Felt like that was thrown in there to add conflict.
I mean, I knew he was going to come back, but they got rid of him in like what? The
I was like, this doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
Like that was actually like kind of pointless.
Yeah. So, I thought he was going to chop off his other hand. I was going to laugh, but he didn't.
Yeah. So it was like, anyway, after that, they're like, okay, now we got to go in this big pit that, Kofuku, opens up. So then we get a cool fight scene with Bishamon, and like, that's sick.
They had zombie girls down there, not the idols, but they had zombie girls. I was a little confused.
The water girls.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, they're the water zombies. And then she does a big fight with Hell Girl, but then she gets summoned up because of a soul call. And then they're like, oh, shit, we got to call up Yato since it already worked on Bishamon. And then they're like, that's not his real name. And they're like, no!
No, I should have went to school. No.
Yeah. And
what was his name? Yakisoba?
What'd you call me?
What was his name? No, his name was like Yakubo.
Yeah.
Yobuko. Because
the reason why. Yeah, it's Yaboko. Yaboku. And Boku is misread as a different katakana. Mm. And that's why it's Yato. Because the kanji for Boku and To look very similar.
Oh.
So that's why whenever they showed the shrine and it said Yato on it, that's why Hiyori's like, oh.
And then they figured out the name.
Boku. And then he comes summoned, and then they're like, no, we're going to shoot you down from the gods. And then Yato slices an atomic bomb in half, which is pretty cool. And then...
but they got a second one underneath.
Yeah, and then Eberu got sucked up, and I said, no! Ebisu, not Eberu. Ebisu. And then the final episode was really sweet. I love the final episode. It made me really soft, because in hell, Yato was like, hey, I'll take you to Olive Garden. And then Ebisu's like, okay, I'll go to Olive Garden. And then he died. But then he gets reincarnated as a little baby. And I love him because he was a little baby and he couldn't tie his shoelace. And that reveal. Like,
stupid idiot, dumb baby. Can't you?
That reveal, though, was like, oh, my heart, when everyone was moving. And then you just see tiny little baby Ebisu. And I'm like, oh, that's a child. And so he kind of, you know, makes his peace with that and talks, and he's like, I want to be a good god too. And then they just have like a nice little chat and gives you a little, you know, finish out all the loose ends. Ebisu's still existing, but his old like right hand man can't be with him. So they're hiding him, and all the gods are like, oh man, we should have just listened to you a little bit more.
Yeah. And then we would have known. We blew you up twice and sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But then, Nora shows up at like the end with Yato and freaking little Yukine. Yukine, and then he's like, wow. And Nora's like, okay, just it's fine, I'm back, I forgive you, dad forgives you. And then Yato's like, I don't need you anymore, and then sends her away. I'm like, wow, sick. And then we're like, that's powerful. You finally got rid of her and like fully believes in Yukine now. And I'm like, that's a really cool sentiment. And then finally, after the credits of season 2, it is realized that the creeper that kissed Hiyori
at Disney
Fujisaki
World.
He is father, or like the conjurer.
And I was just like, oh my god, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad it's because it would have spun out of control, and I'd keep watching.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Well, if there was a third season, we would have watched that as well. But hopefully, with our very good track record of forcing anime into our will,
it's gonna be a movie to watch. It's gonna be a movie.
Yeah, That's the plot, you know? Nothing crazy. What'd you guys feel about it?
Season 2 better than season 1. Oh, and yeah. Even then, I feel like even season 2 had things a bit strangely arranged as well. Bishamon's, yeah. Everything Bishamon related was 10 out of 10, baby. And everything else is kind of weird.
Anything Kofuku, I was like, I'm in, baby.
But yeah, I mean, it's not too hard to follow. It's just, I just feel like everything's kind of misplaced everywhere.
Yeah, it was kind of rough, mm-hmm. You know, but it's okay.
Still a good time for if you are interested in some of these characters' designs, you might, you know, take a dive. Go ahead. You're going to hate Yukine, but hey, it's all right.
Yeah. But yeah, nothing too crazy. Plot was pretty okay from this, you know, second half of season 1 onward. Pacing was a pretty big issue, if I'm going to be real.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. Potato, it is potato. What it is. That's fine. Whatever. But you guys have any thoughts about the overall plot before we go into other things?
Nah.
No.
Okay. So let's get right into the characters.
Woohoo!
Ooh. First we got Yato. He's a god.
He's
wants...
funny.
He's a god funny. They don't take seriously.
It's true.
He's also broke.
He is broke. He got no money.
Probably increase those rates, buddy.
Kind of hard to root for him at first because he just seemed like a little bit of a shitter again.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh.
But then he still became a shitter, but he was funny.
But he was an enjoyable shitter.
Yeah. You know? It's like those good poops, you know?
Yeah. So, it's all good. Yeah, whatever. I'm not going to fucking say anything about that. Yato's cool. You know, interesting character. Not my favorite, but pretty good. Pretty good. Next, we got Yukine. Shitter man.
Punk.
Yeah, definitely a punk.
Didn't like him. Until his redemption.
I liked him in, like, after episode 10.
I had no feelings of him after episode 10. He went back to zero for me. And then, like, I think once he started getting serious about being, like, the exemplar, I was like, okay, homeboy, let's go. Let's see what you got. And then that's when I was like, okay, Yukine's cool now.
Yeah. Yeehaw.
But yeah, he's a little rough to get into.
Wish I had his hat.
Same.
But now finally, the last part of our trio, Hiyori Iki, who's cute, she does things, and that's about it.
She's baby, dude.
She is baby, it's true.
If anything happened to her, I'd shoot all of you and then myself. She's great. I think they could have used her a little better because, like, they introduced her as someone who likes, like, martial arts or, like, wrestling and whatnot. She does a couple of those moves sprinkled about, but I'm just like, I mean, they eventually just used her kind of as a damsel in distress a couple more times than I thought she would. So,
and
I
mean, like, come on, she could kick some ass. Like,
I mean, in her tail form, she was, like, super strong. She can do all this stuff, but
don't fool me.
Yeah, and then they're like, I'm going to write it off.
Yeah.
You can't do this. So.
No, she's going to forget. Snap.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Kind of stinky.
Yeah, but she's still cool. She's still good.
Yeah. And then, so let's talk about Bishamon.
Bishamon. I like her second outfit. I don't know about the whole, like, punk jacket.
Well, you don't like boobs out?
Bishamon? I do, but I do also like military uniforms. There's a distinct difference, and I like the whole militaristic kind of vibe she came off afterwards.
Pino, you're letting your kinks known, chief. you're not being too slick.
Hey, man, I just think that army and badges of honor, those are pretty cool. And she had her hair slicked back, and she had a little beret. Yeah, shoot, even Cosmo was dressed really, like, spiffy, too, dude. I'd wear that. shoot, even Eye Patch Lion, dude. He just met. He was just a solid snake. Cool. He was just a snake.
Since you brought him up, let's talk about Cosmo.
Hey, man, Cosmo may look bland, but, man, is he sure pretty complex.
He's sick, dude.
Dude, he is sick.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of man has the audacity to kill his family?
Killed his family. The dude from Naruto.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're right.
I got you there.
You're right. I know. But we like him better.
It's true, we do. But yeah, you know, cool guy, interesting man, enjoyable. Anything else we got to say about?
Nah, that's it.
Okay. he's an earring. He's cool.
Yeah, let's call Ebisu. He was cool. I liked him a lot. I wish he had more screen time because, like, they literally showed him at the beginning to try and buy Yukine, which was kind of weird, but I wish we had more time with him. And I feel like if we got another season, we would get some more extra loving with him.
He was a funny, he was funny straight man, kind of like when he was fighting in hell with Yato. It's like, I told you I wasn't going to play fair. And then they're just like, I'm just taking the brush and you, let's go.
Yeah.
That was, that made me laugh. I was like, this man's, he's funny. All I had, the fact that when he, in hell, he's like, that's Yori. No, that's the lady from the meat shop. I was like, yo, what do you, you really like this lady a lot, or you like her food?
And he's like, what the heck, bro? What the hell? That was too funny.
I like that. He's cool.
Oh, I do appreciate on the Noragami Wiki, under the status, where if they're alive or dead, they're hidden by default, so you don't get spoiled. God, that's... I wish some wikis had that. I've been spoiled on some things before.
This is a good wiki.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Shout out to the wiki once more.
Shout out to the wiki.
And then finally, let's talk about our third or fourth, you know, relevant god, Kofuku. I love her.
She got pink hair. She'll bring you to ruin. She'll take your money.
She's very cute. She could take my money any day of the week.
That's the thing, right? Is it's like, oh, but she's so cute. I almost don't even care.
And she's so kind.
Give me your money.
And I said, okay, yes, ma'am. She's great, though. I love her. Kofuku's fun.
Hmm? And her regalia, was it Daifuku is a candy or something.
Yes. I love Daikoku.
He's cool.
He's a softy.
Dude, he's just everybody's dad. Just everybody just described him incorrectly, which was
unfortunate. He's the dad, and it's perfect.
It's great. He wants to make sure all the kids are happy and growing up strong. It's good.
Yeah. He's wonderful.
How honorable.
He makes me very happy.
He'll beat up anybody who looks the wrong way at Lady Kofuku, dude.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't think it. Guys, don't. Don't.
No impure thoughts. Get out of here.
But yeah, Daikoku's great. I think he's very fun as a character. And he's just a dad. Like, that's it. That's all he is. That makes me happy. Any other characters that we can talk about Nora. Nora was interesting.
She's spooky. I like
her.
She
is spooky.
She got a little toilet paper on her head.
Yeah, she needs to clean that off.
Yeah. She was cool. I mean, she at least quote-unquote cared for Yato, in a sense. Just... A weird murder type sense.
It's true.
Yeah.
You're right.
But it was. I thought she was going to be stuck in hell, and she shows back up. I'm like, if it's that easy to leave hell, like what? Why was that whole hell segment for? You called Yato's name, and then you called Bishamon's name. They both escape. I gave you a pass for that just because it was convenient. But then Nora escapes. I'm like, come on. That's fine. It's just semantics.
Yeah, I do not know, but. We did, and then let's quickly talk about, what's his nuts, Rabo, the Chaos Man. He was
kind
of boring.
Yeah, he's just like, I want to fight the real Yato.
Yeah, he's like, I want to fight, and I'm like, okay, weirdo, relax.
Wrong anime, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, mm-mm, this, and then Izanami, the spooky lady. She was spooky.
Hey, she just wanted a friend.
It's true. She's like
ugly, but she wanted friend.
Noticing a theme in this show,
guys. People want ugly? Friends? Question mark.
Oh,
can't believe this, guys.
Can't believe everyone's ugly.
No,
no.
Hello, Mario. Mario.
Well, I'm glad the character segment's over. I think it's one of the shorter ones we had, or at least the shorter discussions we had of characters.
Yeah, we don't, you know, I feel like we also, the story is so intertwined with, like, character development. Like, that's what whole arcs are dedicated to, that, like, we already talked about them enough at length to...
Yeah.
To give them a little pointy-point showy show, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bishamon's great. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we got?
I think it's time to eat.
Duel! Oh, I thought you wanted to duel me.
No, not really.
Oh.
I only have a blue eyes, like I mentioned. Just the blue eyes.
Not even Pot of Greed?
No, not even Pot of Greed. Not even Polymerization, dude. Not even the Time Wizard.
Dude, Time Wizard's fun. I play Pot of Greed to draw two cards, and then I play Pot of Greed to draw two additional cards. Pot of Greed was banned after that.
The way you said that.
It's true. Damn, it was too overpowered. It was a free draw too. Dude. So simple, so effective.
They moved it anyway. Over to, they repurposed it for Uno. Draw two.
Anyway. Welcome to the 80th edition of Who's the Best Grill? The part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for best grill of the episode and duke it out for title of best grill. Today our contestants, once again, come on, we're still doing the same fucking thing. Pino Garb, myself, and the Patreon, who each advocating for.
Yo, I got Bishamon.
I'm picking Iki.
So I'm picking Kofuku and Daikoku because they're, like, conjoined at the hip.
Yeah.
So you can't talk about one without the other. And from what I see, Yato is the patron pick. So I will also be fighting for the delivery god. So who?
I'll start since I screamed it first.
Okay.
Bishamon just has a real big heart. She loves, she wants a fam.
If that's what you call it.
Yeah, she's got a big heart. You know how, look, if you're able to stand on your 2 feet, fight all blighted, and with some of your regalia almost being phantoms, that's power, you know? You gotta like power. And you know what? Just because I said I didn't like the first outfit doesn't mean I didn't like the first outfit. I just preferred the military outfit before or after it. She got a good house. It seems like a fun place to play hide and seek. She got a lot of good family that they have a share a little diary. I can't wait to like draw little smiley faces and accidentally like a little dick pic like, ah, look at that. You know, like they used to do in high school. But no, I really appreciated her character growth. Her introduction was kind of badass, which put her on the spot for me. But everything she went through, especially that segment, the whole story segment, like I said, that was a 10 out of 10 for me. I appreciated all of that. The steps it took to get there. And like the kind of sacrifice she had to go through. So there's no way I couldn't pick anybody else.
Yeah.
She's great. Also, she's blonde. So can't beat that.
Wow. Crazy.
There's no redhead here, which is unfortunate. So pink was close, but you know, that's a double package.
As you do. She's okay. She goes a little bit apeshit sometimes.
Hey, you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way.
Dude, don't you just want to go apeshit, though?
Won't you just scream Mario into the mic for, like, a couple seconds like me?
I did
sometimes,
already.
Sometimes
exactly. We go apeshit. To splurge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't be nice all the time. Life isn't all rainbows and sunshine.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah, she's pretty cool.
She could smack me.
I would say yes, ma'am.
I would not like to be her regalia. No. Because I'd blight her instantly.
Yeah.
No, if you were her regalia, you'd just be like, oh, I'm not useful.
I
can't look at you, Lady Bishamon. I would have to keep my eyes closed.
Yeah, no impure thoughts. No impure thoughts.
Exactly.
That's why I don't think any of us would be good regalia.
No, exactly. I would not be good regalia.
No, unless my master was that guy, the first guy, the only Japanese looking god. Maybe then I'd be like, hey bro, I got your back. You're pretty wise.
Yeah. God of education.
Yeah, man. Gotta get smart. Study.
Study.
Gotta study. But. Have you ever thought about Yato for a second?
Who?
Exactly.
Who? Must be some lame ass.
I thought that was you who helped me.
He has a tiny shrine. He's got a little tiny shrine. And he's very cheap. He'll give you a good time for cheap.
I mean, you're right. That's 5 yen.
And he has 2 swords from 1 boy. That's pretty true. Impressive.
He's got a cool ascot or a scarf.
It's not an ascot. It is a scarf. But he has a funny, fluffy scarf.
Okay. You know what? You know, I'll give you that. And if you really decide to follow him, he'll text you like 24/7.
He'll be like, hey, the Yato meeting's starting soon.
Hey, dude, you want to join the Yato club? Oh, you're already part of it. Oh. Yeah, I'd have to put my phone on vibrate, turn it off, airplane mode. I don't know.
I just don't want to get it. No thanks. No, thank you.
I don't know. I just forgot who we were talking about.
Yato. Wait a second. Stop it. Hey, wait a second. Yato's good, though. He's a silly guy, and he loves his friends.
It's true. Tis true. Yeah.
As much as I'd love to continue making fun of him, yes, he does. He's good to his friends.
He's good to his friends. Probably increase those rates, though, like I said before.
You know, maybe a little bit. Just a touch more. Perhaps.
It's true.
True.
But, I mean, now that we finished talking about him, who's next?
Well, you still got to talk about your true.
Well, I was waiting for you to go, and so I don't go twice in a row.
Yeah, we don't want to segment these.
Fair. Hiroiki is she's just so cute.
And I agree.
We can protect her. She can help protect us in return because she's a fucking badass wrestler.
Yeah, dude. She about to RKO anybody in the way, bro.
And I'm not letting anyone slice her tail.
Okay. Yeah. The only issue is she got that whole sleep issue. I don't know about that. You'll be walking with her, and then you realize she has a tail, and you're like, where did we leave your body? where is that? Was that at the last bus stop? Oh, God.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a real issue at point. She just falls, dude. And I'm like, oh, no.
If we get too far from her body, she might die for real. It's a little much pressure.
We'd have to figure out. We'd have to figure something out, but it'd be fine. It'd be fine. Don't worry.
All right, I believe.
I don't mind. I don't know. She's so cute that it's okay.
But she's gonna fall over.
But she got a tail, so that's like 100 points right there.
But that's her life. Don't touch it.
Sometimes you just fall over. Die.
Can't lie. I mean, I'm pretty sure you just can't yank the tail. You know. Just dude, touch it.
Like, you know what do be yanking.
No. Came in loud. Dude. Yo, what's wrong with Silva Gunner, dude?
Bro, nothing. It's perfect. No. It's the best.
I know, I love it. I'm just like, this is the longest I've ever seen it be yanking.
It do be yanking.
Dude, if you don't know what we're talking about, go look up Silva Gunner. Listen to the most recent things right now. As of 4/18.
Yeah, as of, you know, early April.
Yeah. And if you don't... Well, it's not going to be long before all the actual game music is gone and only Siva Gunner is left.
Dude,
so
Siva Gunner supremacy.
There's never going to be, like... We're going to hit that moment eventually, so we're going to... Eventually, everyone's going to know just because there's no other option. Exactly.
Siva Gunner.
I know that, like, the...
Supremacy.
The... What's it called? The, like... Beehive Galaxy, you know the rip. That one is like already surpassed the original in views, and like that's the first.
That's
one
gonna
that
be number
up.
One, yeah.
And because I don't know, the original is probably having to keep getting put back up and then keep getting removed. But anyway, this is best stuff. Bro. I'll talk. Stop talking about Steve Gunner.
Yeah, I don't know. Hiyori would be falling asleep too often, and I'd be fearful.
It's okay. It gives me an excuse to nap. Be like, oh, she's asleep? All right.
But
let's
what if
go.
What if you look, on it?
If I can equate her to one of the best songs ever created by humanity, it would be Smash Mouth's I'm a Believer. Because she's a believer.
No, it's Smash Mouth's I'm Walking on the Sun.
Dude, not a trace of doubt in her mind. All right, now give us that double combo
guys,
number two menu.
I'm cheating, but I've already done it once before, so there is a precedent already set. Because Kofuku's great. She's like, oh, man, I'm friends with everyone. I'm going to give you a cute nickname. We can all party at my house. I'm going to eat too many oranges before dinner. It's going to be great. And then Daikoku's like, oh, man. I love my lady so much. She's perfect. And I feel like I will take care of her forever. But I also love all my other friends and I still cherish their friendship. And I think this is a great atmosphere. And they're perfect. And they have a perfect dynamic. And they're like, oh man, silly and serious, but sometimes it swaps and it's perfect. And Kofuku and Daikoku are cute and hot and they're great. Next question.
I will agree with you there that they do have just a wonderful dynamic between the two of them.
Also, that's big true. And small.
Yeah, best. That's true.
It's true. Best. I don't understand her hair. I feel like it takes a while to get ready.
It's just pink.
No, not the color, just the floof. I don't get it.
She wakes up like that, dude.
Curls.
Fair, just like you and me, I see.
some curls. Never mind. Is all you need.
Also, in the dub, since he's Ian Sinclair, I have no qualms. There's no qualms here.
She's great. I love her.
He's great. We love him.
She's perfect.
Anyway. He's going to beat us up.
Anyway, guys, I'll beat you up if you don't agree with me. But if you do agree with me and want to tell us, email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. That's where we get this email, like this one, called Battle Question. We have an email? By Alex. One of every Pokemon versus 75 billion radioactive one-foot-long cockroach.
Well, Pokemon. Both so can't faint. So.
Pokemon, you can't kill a ghost.
That's fair. You can't kill a ghost, can't kill a god.
Simple.
Arceus.
Simple. So one thing that I think we failed to consider whenever a similar question was proposed last time.
No.
I still think that Pokemon would win, but there would probably be a lot of infighting. Because I went on the presumption that Groudon, Kyogre, and Rayquaza would all work together to defeat the animals.
They'll just be on a different part of the map.
You just keep them separated.
Yeah, they're just separated. It's fine.
No problem. You can't kill a ghost. That is true.
It's pretty simple, really. Can't kill a ghost.
Drifloon. I mean, they'll steal you.
Oh, yeah. That's all you need. You just need one Drifloon. And it's gone.
Yeah, man.
Wow, guys.
Sorry, roaches. Wins.
Thanks, Alex.
Anyway, that's it. Email us if you want more. But, guys, it's come to that part of the episode.
To say goodbye?
No, miscellaneous.
True.
Does anyone have anything they want to get off their chest?
I feel like... this was it was pretty easy to compare this to Kekkai Sensen.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you liked one, then you'll probably like the other.
Yeah.
And like we also brought up Yu Yu Hakusho at one point, which I mean, Yu Yu Hakusho is like awesome.
I don't know. I couldn't compare this with a Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah. No. Just mean that if you like this kind of show or like you, then you'll probably
want to die. But not die.
It's spirit stuff. Like the gods aspect was super interesting to me. I really thought that having the gods designs not traditional Japanese based was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But still having one of them that looks what you would assume a Japanese god would look like.
So. It would have been weird if they didn't have one, I feel like.
Well, yeah. They had the whatchamacallit. Like at least one. Well, they had the, in like the big meetings that they did with the silhouettes, like most of them looked like traditional Japanese gods. So like, we got that, but like, wow. Wowza, mauza.
Wowza, mauza, howza.
But yeah, I feel like give Noragami a chance. Definitely try, like the first several episodes are kind of slow and weirdly paced.
Yeah.
Which that's my biggest comparison to Kekkai Sensen, because it also has that really weird pacing issue, but I feel like the characters in Kekkai Sensen held it over for me more than these characters did in Noragami, since like we got like one person introduced every episode. So like the first two episodes we had two people. We had we got Yukine on episode 3, and then we got Kofuku and Daikoku on episode like 4 or 5, and then that's when it kind of like started moving a bit for me.
Chug chug.
But yeah, so give it a chance if you like, if you're looking for something good, animation, good vibing, you know how it is.
Yeah. But now it's time for each of our individual rankings, isn't it?
So speaking of Kekkai Sensen, I'm gonna give this a tenth of a point higher. Because I like this more than Kekkai Sensen.
Can't believe this.
So I'm gonna give it a 3.7.
That's fair.
Pretty fair. I don't remember what I gave Kekkai Sensen. You probably can... really low.
Yeah.
What did I give it?
Yeah, you gave it a 2.8. You motherfucker.
So I'm gonna give it a tenth of a. No, I'm just kidding.
That would be cruel. That would be absolutely so mean.
No, no. As much as I wanted to compare this to Kekkai Sensen, this one did it much. I think it did it still a little better because I'm a little opposite from you, Chuck, since you enjoyed Kekkai Sensen with the characters. I at least enjoyed Yato and Hiyori and their dynamic a lot. Yeah,
I still definitely liked their dynamic, but like the first part of it just didn't do it for me. Because I was like, this show is dying for some bigger conflict right now.
Yeah.
Like I could feel the show wanting to do more, and I'm just like, it's not doing it right now. Mm-hmm. So once they got to the Blight stuff with Yukine, I'm like, okay, no, that's more interesting. That's a unique part of this world that can be explored. And so that's why I liked it more and more as I went on.
Exactly. And again, this is another tough one because I think season one pales in, like, I think yeah. season two is like great. Like it, season one is just kind of weird. And I feel like you just really have to be in a certain mood or there. In a certain way to like kind of enjoy what they're trying to develop for you, which is why it's kind of hard to rate this one right now. Because season two is great. Season two is like
amazing. Season two is really fun, yeah.
Obviously, it's not going to be a tenth of a point higher, so I'm going to say it's a 3. It's a 3. I think it's a 3.5 to me. 3.5.
Hey, okay. I was like, Pino, are you cutting out, or are you just it's not like saying a number?
It's in between. Like, again, I like the show. I like the characters. Yukine made it really hard to like the first yeah. season a lot. Like, Yukine carried this down for me, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But after resolving his whole arc and everything, I think it just was pretty good. It just kept going up from there. Even, like, the kind of weirdly paced two-episode fight with, hey, I'm your friend from the past. Yeah. I want to fight the real Yato. That was still kind of cool.
Yeah, like some cool parts, but also definitely some parts that really slagged it down a bit, which mm-hmm. is a
shame. Because like shame, again, yeah. at the end of the day, at the end of season two, I'm just like, this is cool. Like, I'd be down to watch a third one.
Probably not when it releases,
but once everything's together.
Yeah, I feel like a third season would really do the show justice because they like totally introduce the big bad. It's the same thing. It's the same thing how I felt like the Demon Slayer anime was. I forgot that, like, Michael Jackson Man was even a thing. Like, I just didn't know who he was. And so, like, it's that same thing where it's like, okay, you've set up a villain. We don't get to see him at all.
Exactly. And some shows can do it justice, at least. There's a couple shows that, like, they show you the big bad and then they just disappear.
Yeah.
And then they come back and you're like, it's because all these other arcs were your fault. Like, Orochimaru, like, almost half of the arcs is like, it's your fault, bro.
Orochimaru!
Blackbeard, it's your fault.
Orochimaru, please. No, you Mr. Snakeman.
But, it was kind of weird, but definitely watch this show just because I think it's still, there's something good to watch about it. There's good stars and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to give it a 3.8. Like, still a good show. I think now whenever I rate things up in the upper threes, lower fours, I always have to compare it against Code Geass. Because Code Geass, I gave a flat 4. Mm-hmm. Which I still feel like is a super, like, that's like if it's better or like on par with Code Geass, that's when I put it above. But like Noragami had a lot of good parts to it, but also had some real sticking points for me, and I just couldn't in my right mind put it anything above a 4. So I'm like, 3.8 seems about right for me. I still enjoyed it, still thought it was a great time. It's not something that I'd, you know, outwardly recommend to every single person, but I'm like, it's not a bad show. Like, it's, you could do a whole lot worse than this. And like, there's some really fun parts to it. So you can, you know, I don't think this will be my like number one recommend to everyone, but I'll be like, hey, if you like, you know, this kind of vibe, check it out. Give it a test. See.
Yeah.
It was good though. It was good.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you, Patreon. Yeah, thank you, patrons,
for doing this. It makes makes our job easier and also harder because we have to change things. But
also, maybe our powers will bring season 3. Who knows?
Guys, I hope that would be sick, though. That'd be sick. Like if
like you're getting a movie.
We'll see if anything comes out from this. Like, we'll know for certain that we have some sort of goddamn power.
Yeah, man.
Like, we gotta at this point, right?
Dear Yati, I know you're out there probably. Here's 5 yen. Make a movie.
Deliver us the season 3.
Please. Bones.
What are they working on right now? What is Bones doing?
Aren't they doing My Hero right now?
Yeah, they're doing My Hero season 100. So.
Shit.
Yeah. They're kind of held up right now with My Hero.
Please leave a message.
They're doing, what else?
My Hero movie, right?
Yeah, they're making the movie.
Oh, fuck.
And there's a couple other things. There's like a Godzilla show that they did.
Well, it's probably making them a lot of money right now so that they'll be able to afford things in the future.
So hopefully they can revisit it because there's a lot of source material. But yeah, it's good stuff. Any other thoughts before we do, we figure out what we're watching next time?
That's it. Hey, love Pino, me a good spooky ghost show.
Hey, Pino, what are we watching next time?
So, next time, we jump back into the tradition of Pino shows. We're going a bit out there. We're going to watch an older anime. It's called School Rumble. I'm not describing anything about this. I only just recently saw this, and hell, I want to watch it again already. It's 26 episodes. It's very old anime. I think it's 2004, I think.
I know there's 2 seasons of it.
We're watching only 1 season, don't worry.
Okay, I was like,
we're not watching season 2. Because mostly I haven't watched season 2 and I'm watching with a group of friends. We're watching season 1. Okay. I hope you enjoy it. I enjoyed it a lot when my first watch. Like, it's only been like 2 months since I've watched it.
Would you call it School Rumble?
School Rumble.
School Rumble.
Yeah.
Scrumble.
It's called Scrumble.
I'm not gonna say anymore.
It's an early 2000s stank show. I can smell it from here.
Yes,
it's true.
It's a Pioneer show. Anyway,
I need some stank.
It's actually been determined by the court case that Pino, being short, is not guilty of the crimes of being tall. So good for him, I guess.
Wait,
and y'all got me my booster seat. Woo!
Yeah. What? Wait. So time out on the court, on the whole like court thing. So like, what would the sentence have been if he was tall? Why is that a crime?
Well, because because he's the god of being a short, so he can't be tall.
You're right. Wait, how did this even come to question then?
Well, you thought he was too tall because you saw him wearing platform boots, and then you realized
that's right.
I was wearing those platform boots. Robert Downey Jr. would wear those to try to be as tall as them in the movies, bro.
The one that thought Pino was tall for some reason, weird. That's Garb.
You know, in hindsight, he was still pretty short.
Yeah.
And the judge who fell asleep behind his big old tall desk because it was a dumb court case anyway. Well, that's me, Chuck. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Funky Anime Podcast. We're great that you're here. Thank you so much for listening to the end. We really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening/watching. Check us out on YouTube, on Patreon, on anywhere you get your Spotify, you know, anywhere you get your podcast. We're there. We are there. Get us on Twitter. Check our website. It'll all be there. Thank you so much. Tell your mom you love her. And see y'all next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.